The Testimony of George Fox, concerning Isaac Pennington, concerning our dear brother Isaac Pennington, who is lately deceased, and whom the Lord has lately taken away from among his people, and from his wife and children. He was a serviceable minister of the gospel of salvation, and of the word of life, which did spring through him often, to the refreshing and comforting of the Church of Christ, and to his own comfort, and to the praise and glory of the Lord God. Amen. And now all must be content with and in the will of the Lord God, who gives and takes at his own pleasure, who has all breath and life and the length of days in his hand. And so he is well in the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord, who is over all forever. For, as John said, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. You may see what a cloud of witnesses the apostle speaks of, which died in the faith, and obtained a good report, which holy and divine faith is the victory. In this faith they pleased God, and by this faith, the gift of God, they had access to God, and so died in the Lord and have his blessing from him, the fountain then and now. And so all true Christians are to live, that Christ may be magnified in their bodies, whether it be by life or death, as the same apostle said, Phil 1:20. And the same apostle said to the saints, none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Rom 14:7-8. And Christ said, whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? John 11:26. For they are grafted into Christ by believing in his light, which is the life in him. The memorial of the just is blessed. Even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. Hos 12:5, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Prov 10:7, and his memory shall be cut off from the earth. PSA 109:15. So you may see the memorial of the just is recorded by the just in holy scriptures of truth. But my desire is that all may see their names written in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world and rejoice in that and praise God that their life is hidden with Christ in God. Col 3:3. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. PSA 116:15. Therefore live the holy and righteous life, that ye may die the death of the righteous. It is now above 20 years since Isaac Pennington came among God's people, and since that time he has gone through many exercises and trials and temptations and snares, both by them that are without and false brethren. Besides all his sufferings, and cruel and tedious imprisonments and persecutions, for the name and life of Jesus Christ and true Christianity, which in the end, some years before his death, the Lord, in and with his power, set him free from, and gave him dominion over all, and established him upon his living rock and foundation, to praise his holy name in his church, and among his saints and people, in the Lord's fresh living power and spirit. And he did freely minister of his living bread and water, which he had received from above, from the living God and his Son, to the comfort of them that fear the Lord, and keep their habitation in the truth, in meekness, and in humility. I do know that he is well in the Lord, and in peace with him through the Lord Jesus Christ. Such as are puffed up and do swell in their notions, may rejoice and be glad that he is taken out of their way, and they may think they will have the more liberty, because that he, being a living stone and member of the living head, had no fellowship nor unity with such as were full of high swelling words, without the life of Christ, the heavenly and spiritual man, but did reprove such and admonish them. But those men's gladness and joy will be turned into bitterness and sorrow and mourning in the end. Therefore, let all such take heed and be warned, for fear the hand of the Lord suddenly turns against them. For I could desire that all were in that innocent life that he departed out of this world in, and I know that he died in the Lord and is blessed. So let his works follow him, who is well, and at his rest with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the rest of all his faithful people. To him be glory and honor, thanks and praise, now and forever. Amen. And here is a letter written to George Fox by Isaac Pennington, written from Aylesbury Jail. Dear GF, I feel the tender mercy of the Lord and some proportion of that brokenness, fear, and humility, which I have long waited for and breathed after. I feel unity with and strength from the body. Oh, blessed be the Lord, who has fitted and restored me and brought up my life from the grave. I feel a high esteem and dear love to you, whom the Lord has chosen, anointed, and honored, and of your brethren and fellow laborers in the work of the Lord. And dear GF, I beg your love. I entreat your prayers, in faith and assurance that the Lord hears you, that I may be yet more broken, that I may be yet more filled with the fear of the Lord, that I may be yet poorer and humbler before the Lord, and may walk perfect humility and tenderness of spirit be him. All my days, dear GF, you may feel my and wants more fully than my own heart. Be helpful to me in tender love, that I may feel settlement and stability in the truth, and perfect separation from, and dominion in the Lord over all that it contrary thereto. I.P. Aylesbury Jail, 15th of 5th month, 1667, I entreat your prayers for my family, that the name of the Lord may be exalted, and his truth flourish therein. Dear GF, indeed my soul longs for the pure, full, and undisturbed reign of the life in me. It was George Fox, at the famous yearly meeting at John Crook's, in Bedfordshire, at Whitsuntide, 1658, that convinced Isaac Pennington. So Fox was Pennington's spiritual father. Yet from Pennington's letters, we know that he was a spiritual father himself to many, and reflected a rare maturity in Christ. His letter of such touching humility and love being only one more outstanding example of his strong measure of Christ's spirit. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.